Now back to WLIP Mornings with Pete Sargent.
/7:17 Tuesday mornings, we catch up with Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
Doing just fine. Back after a long weekend, so.
Good for you.
And a President's Day that had record temperatures, so I feel like I hit the jackpot a little bit yesterday.
Yesterday was amazing. The only thing I was somewhat regretting is that the wind was chilly.
Little bit.
I would have gone for a bike ride outside yesterday, except the wind was brutal. And we have not had enough rain, because we really haven't had any, to wash the salt off the road.
That's the one drawback.
Right. So if you go out and you're doing stuff on the road with your mountain bike or your road bike, it's like you're going to get all that. Like, you didn't see any motorcycles out yesterday, because they're all like, no. It's there's going to be salt everywhere. And
I did see
it's
one.
Corrosive.
Well, I didn't see the actual motorcycle. I saw the light driving opposite me coming into work this morning.
But it's not like, usually later spring we'll get the days where it's really nice for a first day and there'll be like packs of them.
Right.
So there's the groups are out and they're like, oh yeah, no, it's a nice day. We're going for a ride. This was one of those. It's a nice day. And we're all like, yeah, we're just going to enjoy this because it's fake.
Yeah. Well, it is. It does feel like spring.
But it won't come about Friday.
No.
We'll be back to February. So
no,
just stay tuned.
Flurries.
Regular program weather will be coming.
But today is Fat Tuesday, so we're on the countdown to Easter now. And when I think Easter, I think bunnies.
Now don't go there. That's the wrong thing to think. I mean, that's a nice segue, but we're not going to promote bunny rabbits for Easter. That's okay. Just chicks, no bunnies. This is not something. Go get the Easter candy and the Easter eggs and leave the animals
it's
out of it.
Just to give you the opportunity to put the PSA out there for everybody.
There we go.
Just setting you up to knock it out of the park. So
there we go. Well, today we are talking about rabbits because February is Adopt-a-Rabbit Month.
See, there you go.
There we go. So, the interesting thing about rabbits is, and I did not realize this until I started digging into the information for today's segment. They're the third most popular companion animal behind cats and dogs.
Really?
And then I'm like, well,
they're cute.
Duh. I got to thinking about that and like, yeah, because if I look through all of the species we have as patients, they're the third largest group.
Okay. And that's so it follows.
I think we've got 500 rabbits as patients, which is just kind of, I don't know, mind boggling that there's, and we're just one practice in town, right? So it's not like you have to figure, there's probably several thousand people that have rabbits. And I'm just like, that's kind of mind boggling, but they're cute. They're cuddly. They're really smart and they're super social with their people. They're not really, they're not a, most rabbits aren't going to like, oh, I love people. No, they love their person.
Okay.
They might like the family.
They're particular.
They are particular. They bond pretty closely to the one person that takes care of them. But a lot of people like them because they're quiet. They're not noisy. They're not going to bark. They can be a little destructive at times because they do like to chew on stuff. But they're litter trainable. And so that's most of the folks up here have indoor rabbits. I mean, where I grew up in Kansas, most of the people had outdoor rabbits. Of course, I grew up in the 70s,
80s. Like backyard rabbits?
Well, it wasn't really backyard. You'd have a hutch outside. So they had a like having a rabbit house, I guess would be the
thing. All right.
Right. So, but the thing of it is that they now live in large rabbit mendiums, inside people's houses. I've seen some of the scenes.
They're building a new one by Lake Michigan. I know it's a rabbit mendium.
Right.
It's a luxury.
And then they're very clean because they don't like to be dirty, so they're always grooming themselves, and they're highly social. So they do like to be socialized. So if you're gonna think about adopting one, though, they are not a pet for everybody. They can live up to 8 to 12 years. We've seen a few that have been older than that. So if you take really good care of them, they can live to be 15, 16 years old. So you're going to have to take care of that rabbit for a long time if you get them. They're not like, hamsters that you're like, okay, if we get to 2 years, that's like bonus. So if you go think about adopting one, you've got to create a safe space for them. So they need a pen to exercise in. Which is going to need to include a litter box, of course, or some sort of litter that you can clean. They do need to have unlimited access to hay. So this is the thing. They're not animals that are just eating grain all the time. They're really hind, what we call hindgut fermenters. So mm-hmm. they need hay, roughage to basically let the bacteria in their GI tract digest things normally so that they can digest the pellets and grain that they also eat, or carrots, or other fruits and vegetables.
Keeps the system right. moving.
They need a hide box. So they need a box that they can crawl into and basically get away. It's like the rabbit having the den, right? So you need to create the den for them. And then, of course, everything that's a mammal needs fresh water all the time. So don't forget the water supply. Now, when you bring them home, you're going to want to make sure that your house is rabbit-proofed if you're going to let them out. So you're going to want to make sure that you cover the electrical cords because they do chew, and you don't want to have the rabbit either A, electrocuting itself, or B, starting a fire because they've chewed into an electrical cord that's plugged in. Protect your baseboards or furniture because, here again, it's wood. Mm. Might as well chew on it. And then remove toxic houseplants. Now, rabbits, when you see them out in your backyard, they're always, munching on the grass, dandelions, and those kinds of things. If they're in your house, you've got houseplants, they're going to munch on those. So you need to make sure that everything's up out of the way, or, at least, or non-toxic. So, and then in the first week you get them home, make sure you keep the environment calm and predictable. Limit the handling. So even though they're social, we want to just have limited introductions with them so that they can sort of acclimate to the house, their room, their environment, and then you can start interacting with them a bit more, letting them out, letting them roam around. You want to let the rabbit approach you, not you go grab it, because they are prey species. So their number one instinct is to run. So if you go after them, they're like, yep, sorry, I'm out of here because you're freaking me out. So
mine might be to run too. Can't blame the rabbit.
right. And then, if you just sit quietly on the floor, let them come over to you, let them build up trust. And we do this when they come in. Like, if they've never been into the office before, we're going to spend some time just letting them sort of mill around the room. And then, we'll get down to the floor. We don't grab them and start working on them right away. We try to let them go like, oh, you people aren't so terrible. You're like my owner. So, you're nice. You can give me little rubs behind my ear and we'll call it good. So it's just, you're welcoming a very cautious house guest into your house because, again, they're a prey species. So their number one rule when engaged is to run. So keep it. Basics of nutrition. We've already talked about the unlimited grass. You want to have small measured amounts of just a high quality pellet, fresh leafy greens. So like kale, spinach, and then limited fruit treats because, those are sugary,
right?
And they're not really super nutritious, but they're a good little treat. You want to avoid seed mixes, yogurt drops, and then high-carb or colorful snack mixes. So, and those are all out there. You can go to the pet store. They're all there. They're shiny, and they're colorful, and they make us want to buy them because they're pretty. Dental health depends on the hay consumption, so that's why they need to have a lot of hay additionally because they wear their teeth down. It's not a bad thing to have them. Give them something to chew on so that they've got a block to chew on so that they can start to wear their teeth down. If they don't wear their teeth down appropriately, then you're going to be visiting us to have them trimmed. And then the other thing that if they're really doesn't even matter if they're leaving the house or not, if you've got a rabbit now or you're getting a rabbit, you do need to think about having them vaccinated against the RHDV2 virus, which is a hemorrhagic disease virus for rabbits, and it's lethal. It's spread through the wild rabbit community. So if you've got a rabbit that you're like, oh, I put a harness on him, I let him walk around the yard with me, and I take him out on a leash, or I just take him out of the yard, and they get to run around because it's enclosed, and so that rabbit specifically really needs to be vaccinated because they're going to be exposed, and that's an annual vaccine. Other things that you to consider would be spaying and neutering. Dental evaluations periodically to make sure that their teeth are occluding normally, and then parasite screening and just their annual exam. So common misconceptions, and this is a little list here. Rabbits are good pets for unsupervised young children. No.
What could go wrong with an animal that wants to run away?
What could go wrong with an unsupervised young child, period?
True.
End of story.
That is the danger zone.
As a dad, I've had two of those, and it just never ended well if I left them unsupervised. It was always a surprise. It's like, kind of like, let's roll the dice and see what we get. But and they're both in their 20s now, so they've survived. I don't know. Maybe they're mentally scarred from me letting them get into things that I shouldn't let them get into. But it's just one of those things like, so small animals and small children should always be supervised. the other myth, they don't need routine veterinary care. They do, because we've already talked about the vaccine on an annual basis. And there are parasites that they can have. Certainly dental care is the number one thing. A big deal with any of the exotic pets is husbandry. So it's making sure they've got the right housing, making sure they're in the right diet. And if you can keep those things in sync, you're usually going to do really well with getting them to live a nice long life. But there's still some things medically that need attention. And the last myth on the list is they can live happily in a small cage. Well, let's just think of this. If you felt like you would be comfortable living in a 4x4 square yourself, cool. But a 4x4 square for these guys is just, it's confining, right? Yeah. So they need to have a large and sizable area. And the cage is not necessarily their quote-unquote living space, because they need to be allowed access out in the house too. So, but that needs to be supervised, because they will get into things. They will eat things that you don't want them to eat. Which means if they're spending time in their enclosure, they need to be in a large enclosure. It needs to be sizable enough that they're going to be able to exercise and run around and relax and all those things. Signs of illness to watch for. Now, this is the hard thing, because they're really quiet. Most exotic pets don't show signs and symptoms of being ill until they are deathly ill. So you got to watch for some real subtle things, just a decrease in appetite. So if a rabbit's not eaten for 12 to 24 hours, that's an emergency, and they need to be brought in, taken in somewhere that can take care of them. Smaller to no droppings. And here again, they poop all the time. So they're just, so if they're out in your house, you're probably going to be picking up some rabbit pellets here or there. Your dog knows that they poop all the time, because when your dog goes outside in the backyard, they're sniffing around for rabbit droppings, right? So it's if they're lethargic, or they've got a head tilt, or they're breathing harder than normal. So if they're running around like crazy and they're breathing hard, okay, that's one thing. But if they've been sitting there and they're breathing hard, they shouldn't be breathing hard just because they're sitting there. In closing, this is Adopt a Rabbit Month. It's a great reminder for these intelligent, affectionate animals deserve informed, loving homes. So, take care of them. Don't get them for Easter. They're not a good Easter gift, nor are chicks, because chicks turn into chickens.
There you go.
Bunnies turn into rabbits. So, let's get the stuff variety and just stick to the Easter candy.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, Pleasant Prairie. How do we get in touch?
Well, you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web, careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, we will talk to you next Tuesday morning.
Pete, I'll see you next Tuesday.